Bellerophon, and Pegasus. Bellerophon is brave and handsome. Everyone likes him. He has a white horse. The horse is named Pegasus. Pegasus has wings. He can fly. Bellerophon goes to see the king and queen. The queen loves Bellerophon, but she is married to King Proteus. Bellerophon does not love her. This makes the queen angry. The queen tells King Proteus,
"Kill Bellerophon!"
King Proteus does not want to kill Bellerophon. So the king gives him a note.
"Bellerophon," he says, "give this note to King Lobates."
King Lobates is the queen's father. Bellerophon and Pegasus fly away. King Lobates likes Bellerophon. They eat dinner together. They become friends. Then, King Lobates reads the note.
It tells him to kill Bellerophon.
Bellerophon did not read the note. He does not know. King Lobates is sad. Then he gets an idea.
"Bellerophon," he says, "you are brave. We need you. Chimera is a bad animal. Please kill it. We don't want Chimera to kill any more people."
King Lobates does not think Bellerophon can kill Chimera. He thinks Chimera will kill Bellerophon. Chimera makes fire from his mouth. It has a lion's head. It has a goat's body. And it has a snake for its tail.
It is scary.
But Bellerophon is not scared. He is excited. He wants to kill Chimera and be famous. Chimera lives on a mountain. Bellerophon and Pegasus fly there.
"Higher! Higher!"
shouts Bellerophon. They get high above Chimera. It can't burn them with its fire. Bellerophon uses his bow and arrow. He kills Chimera with one arrow. Bellerophon is a hero. King Lobates is happy. He does not kill Bellerophon. Bellerophon marries King Lobates' youngest daughter. His new wife's name is Philonoe. They are happy for many years. One day, Bellerophon decides to visit the gods. It is a bad idea. Bellerophon is not a god.
Pegasus and Bellerophon fly higher and higher. Zeus, the king of the gods, gets angry. He sends a fly to bite Pegasus. Bellerophon falls off Pegasus. Bellerophon does not see Pegasus again. For the rest of his life, Bellerophon looks for Pegasus, but he never finds his flying white horse.